Yeah, they've had some training, and we're continuing with the training as we.
I made an approach to her, and you hear late, not last night, Sunday before, it's around 11 o'clock at night. And I happened to see the vehicle come up just as I was on file. I'm thinking, am I going to have to go around? Is this guy going to pull across the runway? But he stopped short and let me land, and yeah, it was well done, well done.
Have you had any break-ins since you took over?
Yeah.
Did we have any break-ins before they took over?
We had some things stolen out of the industrial park.
But nothing on this side.
We did have one break-in several years ago as well. At the water plant. I don't know if you consider it a break-in, but
yeah, I forgot about that. Mm-hmm.
Someone was just trying to keep warm. It was during a cold, cold night. So that's the only one I know.
At the water plant?
Yeah. Yeah.
Industrial park.
Where our water supply is for the industrial park.
We had some reported gas thefts probably about one of the years ago, but a lot of that had to do with the lights that were on our parking area. They were completely out. Just dark, so give people opportunity.
One of the areas that you might want to put some thought into and bring to the committee is if you want any training requirements for your folks that are out there so they don't inadvertently pull out there. Do they even have a radio, Jim? Is there?
Yeah.
They do.
So yeah, they're in contact with the 911 center.
Yeah, but I mean, do they have an aviation radio so when Rick's coming in late at night and he's calling final, If his landing lights burn out, they might not have a clue.
Yeah. No.
I mean, is that something that we should recommend to the county for that? And I mean, that's premature because you don't understand the question, really. But I mean, it's something.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I guess it's something we could look at.
Because you only have one vehicle traveling at one time.
Yeah. Well, that's just security. There are other county vehicles that cross the runway.
At night?
It's possible.
Wow. Yeah.
Most of it's during the day, but.
But, I mean, that would be something that I would think that we would be interested in hearing as a committee is there training requirements and is there equipment requirement to better support your folks? And that's something you and Jim can talk over, you know.
Yeah, I'll definitely get back to you.
So, any other comments for the security?
I appreciate what they've done so far.
Next item, number 8, wildlife management update.
7.
Did I skip 7?
Emergency
response is Rick Garner. I'm one check mark ahead of myself. I keep checking off the next item, but I'm going to skip one. I'm going to put my pen down and skip one. Emergency response, Rick. Sorry about that.
It's still status quo. Got no response from the chief yet. And I don't expect anything to be done just quite honestly during the winter until we get some better weather. But again, we're still trying to set up a drill for them. And, we will keep everybody informed that as that does come together. Jim will let you know as well. Okay. That's all I have.
Number 8, wildlife management update. I can tell you that the wildlife has done a very good job at being very prolific. I went down to the east end here to take off on 22 and counted 23 deer.
Yeah, you missed one. There's 24 out there.
they were moving around a little bit. And it depends on when
you're there, how many are actually inside the fence. I think we went through the whole program a few meetings ago, but you know we've been trying to find those areas in the fence where they're getting through.
They were all small. They were definitely small.
There's some big ones out there, and we've just about got it all closed up. The ditch crossing over here is still filled with water. We can't get our maintenance guys in there to put the gate through. But we're pretty well closed up. But they're coming.